Good day to you. This is Debbie Whitlock. Welcome to Femination, setting the intention to create the prosperity and good fortune you deserve in every area of your life. Happy day, friends. Holy camoly. Here we are, just a couple days from the big Thanksgiving holiday. Are you ready? I don't hear you saying yes. Are you feeling a little overwhelmed? The joy in the holidays is kind of eluding you at this time. You keep thinking, when I get to Thanksgiving, I'll be in the holiday spirit. You know, there's a lot of competing demands on us right now this time of year. I mean, all year long, let's just be real. But at the holidays in particular, you know, expectations really rise. You know, we find ourselves whiling away a couple of non-essential and yet critical hours on Pinterest, looking at everybody's beautiful spreads on their table and their lovely menus, the displays they're putting together for the holidays, the homemade crafts that they're going to be giving each other. And we beat ourselves up and going, why am I not one of these people? The overwhelm starts to set in and you start to lose some focus during the holiday season because your to-do list just keeps growing and growing and growing and your time just seems to be shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. You're doing travel planning. Many of you are hitting the road to grandmother's house for the holidays. You've got guest preparation. You got people coming into your house for the holidays. You got kids that you got to bunk up an extra room so Uncle Sal and Aunt Edna can sleep in their beds, and pretty soon you're trying to figure out where crazy Uncle Al is going to stay, and looks like he's on the couch, and you know, it's Tetris. You're trying to keep it all together. And then there's the gifts. My gosh, where do we start? The gifts for your spouse, the gift for your partner, the gift for your children, the gift for your parents, the gift for your in-laws, the gifts for your girlfriends. Where do you start? Children's events? Holiday get-togethers. Yes, the little darlings need to be dressed and scrubbed and brightly pressed, and you just can't keep it all together. We're cramming all this stuff into our really full life schedules, and it causes a lot of people, believe it or not, and hey, you may not be one of them. You may be in the Zen zone through the holidays, and if you are, God bless you. And if you're not, you may want to tune in today, because the stress that we can bring on it ourselves by being disorganized, we'll tend to bring out, well, let's just say, less than our jolliest self that we might wish to put forward at the holiday. Personal stress affects our performance at work, our ability to celebrate what the seasons are all about. And so I thought, what better way to start off in advance the holiday season? I do believe in celebrating one holiday at a time. And with 48 hours to go into Thanksgiving, I thought that this now was time to start talking officially about the holidays. And so there was no one better that I wanted to bring into this conversation than somebody who is an absolute expert in the field of organization. I think she's going to change your life in the tips and techniques that she's going to bring to you here. And she's looking at me going, really? Change your life? In the next 50 minutes. Debbie Rosemont is joining us today. She is the founder and owner of Simply Place, their professional organizing service here in the Pacific Northwest. They can work with you in your home spaces as well as your business spaces. So welcome to Femination, Debbie. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Debbie. Glad to be here.
See, it's the Debbie Show today. We're going to make it easy on you. So let's do this, Debbie Rosemont. You believe that with proper organization, effective organization, people can actually have a stress-less holiday season.
I do believe that, down to the core of my heart.
You, in fact, have built a business on it, that we can remove not only around the holidays, but the stress that comes up in our life from being disorganized. But we're going to focus today just on the holiday spirit. So give us an idea of some of the things, Debbie, that pop up when clients start calling you around the holiday time, you know, sort of in that 911 mode. What are some of the, let's go with high level tips, and then let's just break it into some other conversations as we go through the next hour. What are the things that really come up for people a lot at the holidays about organization?
Any time of year, the one thing that our clients tend to have in common is overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that we hear when we get calls around the holiday season in particular, because of that laundry list of to-dos and expectations that you rattled off right at the beginning of the show. That made me exhausted.
Right? It stresses me out thinking about
it. Right. So, you know, I think there's so many things in life that we can't control.
Yes.
And to let ourselves get wrapped up and stressed around external stuff that we can do nothing about isn't productive.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot that we can have a plan around and have systems mm-hmm. and habits in place to be more organized and productive.
Mm-hmm.
That why wouldn't we try and do some of that?
Mm-hmm.
So the things that we're getting calls about right now are getting parts of the home ready to receive guests.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's, gosh, we haven't eaten on the dining room table all year. We're using it as our paper sorting and mail center instead. So can we get that in order with you? Yes, we can.
Without just sweeping it into a giant Rubbermaid tote and dealing with it at the new year.
You know what? Which, if that's what you got to do to get through the holiday season, you have my blessing to do that. And
yes.
then let's address it in January.
Yes.
If now isn't the right time to do that. Because like you said, we're preparing for the holidays
mm-hmm.
on top of our regular lives. This is something we add in
yeah.
while we already have, many of us, full-time jobs
yeah.
and our families and things that we want to do to keep ourselves healthy and sane.
Yes.
So sometimes when we even try and squeeze in that extra chore
mm-hmm.
that could wait, we're making ourselves crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about getting the home organized, because I think it really does. It starts to build up. I was talking to my brother-in-law a couple of weeks ago, and my mother-in-law is coming and will be staying with them through Thanksgiving. And one of his daughters is returning from college, and the oldest daughter doesn't live at home technically mm-hmm. anymore. And so there's two bedrooms that are kind of not fully occupied, but kind of have partial residency
right.
from time to time.
Right.
And so you have two kind of empty nesters mm-hmm. who have expanded to the space that they have been given now
right.
that their darlings have moved on. How do you start to get ready? Let's just start maybe from a accommodating guest standpoint,
sure.
because a lot of us do host people at the holidays, whether it's for a night or two. And like I said, whether it's in a guest room or on our sofa, sometimes we give up our own beds for our guests.
Mm-hmm.
How do we start to get organized for guests who will be staying with us for 24, 48 hours, 72 at the most? It's really best if they hit the road after that. How do we get ready yeah. for that, Debbie?
You know, I like to think about even if it's a temporary need to have a space organized,
mm-hmm.
to use it as a time to think about what you have,
mm-hmm.
what you need, and what you want.
Okay.
So the first step I'd say is clear clutter.
Mm-hmm.
So get rid of things that you don't need. Even though your guests may be temporary, wouldn't it be nice to have clutter out of your life more permanently?
Right.
Another reason to do this, clearing clutter this time of year, is because even after the guests are gone, they may have left gifts behind. They may leave new things. You may be acquiring things, new decorations that come into the holidays.
Right.
So it's a smart idea to make room for that
right.
by getting rid of things that you don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's step one as far as getting ready for guests. The other thing that you might think about doing as far as clearing clutter is concerned, and this goes beyond getting the house ready,
mm-hmm.
but getting yourself ready, is clear clutter on your schedule.
Mm.
What do you need to say no to right now? Because you want time to spend with those guests when they're here.
Yeah.
Because you want time to enjoy some traditions.
Mm.
So what can you clear off your schedule to also make room for your guests, even if it's just for the few days before they come
mm-hmm.
to give you a little breathing space,
mm.
to have some downtime before that busyness
comes upon you. How does that show up? Give us an example of that, Debbie, because I can feel people listening going, mm-hmm, that sounds lovely, and give me an example. Because we do. We tend to, I see a lot of people this time of year literally charging right up until Wednesday night.
Right.
You know, they're trying to cram everything in. If I hear one more short week comment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to cram 5 days into 2.5, essentially.
Right.
And we're not giving ourselves that breathing space. What kind of things would you counsel people to start looking for on their calendar that they might clear that's technically clutter that isn't a necessary, urgent, important activity?
Right. Well, first of all, you cannot cram a gallon into a pint-sized jar.
Yes.
Okay. So we can't try to take what we would normally do in
but we're gonna try.
5 working days and put it into 3.
Right.
So that's the first thing, is it be realistic about
yes.
what you can get done. Think about what is essential and purposefully meaningful to you.
Okay.
So we try sometimes to add these extra traditions or to do that, you know, Martha Stewart holiday table decor for Thanksgiving. But is that really important?
Right.
If it's going to take a couple hours
right.
and yet you feel short of a couple hours in your day, so you're losing sleep because of it,
mm-hmm.
what's more important?
Right.
So I like to talk to people about making a plan based first on their values and priorities. So really looking at your schedule, keeping in mind, if my values are family, financial security, health and wellness, I'll just stick with those top three for right now. I ought to be looking at my calendar this week in particular, saying, where am I spending time that's in line with those values? And what's the crap I can take off? What's not important, and especially not right now?
Right. Is it essential to get to sneak in, which is literally what you're all trying to do, one more coffee date?
Right.
One more, you know, this, one more that. Like, you know, I think that's a really good, important, you know, coming back in line with, you know, what are your values? Like Debbie Rosemont said, if it is, you know, family, you know, if it's health and wellness, you know, what are your values? And be choosing the things on your calendar today, because here's where we are today at 9 a.m. through tomorrow. What are the things that fall into your values? And if those other things are not in the value bucket, then pick up the phone and reschedule.
Right.
The world will not fall off its axis because you're not there. I promise you this. I promise you. And I also know you're going to show up on Thursday more present, more giving, more joyful, and more able to really support and celebrate those values that Debbie is talking about. I think it's so easy to get disconnected as we build our to-do lists from where our values are in our life. And so if you just take nothing away from what we're about to share with you over the next 45 minutes, that will get you through the next 72 hours absolutely beautifully. Let's do this, Debbie Rosemont. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about having stress-less holidays this year. This is Debbie Whitlock, and you're listening to Femination.
I am Salty's.
Can you imagine Salty's? Imagine a place that becomes something absolutely unforgettable.
Sustainable seafood from icy waters of the Pacific Northwest.
Salty's is sweet coconut-crusted prawns.
Salty's is live Dungeness crab.
The finest USDA prime steak.
With perfectly paired wine.
Your life is our celebration.
Your table is waiting at Salty's.
Go to salty's.com and make your reservation today. Salty's, Alki Beach, Redondo Beach, and Columbia River.
Hi, this is Debbie Whitlock, host of Femme Finance. I'd love to come and speak to your civic or professional organization. If you're looking for a keynote speaker to motivate, inspire, and get you ready to take action, I have a variety of presentations I can customize for your group or organization. Visit me on the web at debbiewhitlock.com today.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help.
To help solve hunger in Western Washington, contact Food Lifeline or visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker, and this happens all the time. I find out that everybody...
Welcome back. This is Debbie Whitlock. You're listening to Femination. Today, we're being joined by Debbie Rosemont of It's Simply Placed Professional Organizing, and we are trying to share with you some very effective and efficient tips to get you through the holidays. You know, before the break, Debbie was talking to us about looking at what we need, what we have, and what we want, and also kind of putting it in the perspective of you know, getting ready for the holidays and getting back in touch with our values. You know, what is it that is important to us in our life, and looking at our values and priorities, especially these next, you know, 36 hours, I think are critical. And oh, by the way, you know, we have Thanksgiving, we have the Hanukkah holiday beginning as well. Christmas is right behind it. New Year's is right behind that. So wherever you are on the holiday celebration meter, all the things that we're talking about today will translate from one beautiful holiday into the next and into the next. So Debbie, let's do this. You know, you wanted to talk a little bit here coming back into the break about things that people can do ahead, because that's the thing. I mean, this is a life lesson. You know, we tend to land on the day something needs to be done and we parachute into what we have to do.
Right.
Organizing, being organized, has us doing a little pre-work before we get to that day. Talk to us a little bit about planning in advance and the things we can do ahead.
I think in times of stress, people feel like they just need to speed up and get more done and do it faster.
Totally.
And it is usually the exact time and those signals that you can feel in your body of the heart starting to race and little sweaty palms and nervous and anxious.
Yeah.
It's telling us we need to take a deep breath and step back and make a plan. And I think that's one of the core strategies with being organized is planning. So if we think about what's important to us, and we just talked about that, you know, values and making choices about what you can and want to do and have,
right?
We can make a plan on executing.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving, we'll stick to that as an example, but you can apply this to Christmas, to Hanukkah, to life in general, to a project you have at work, right? This is basic project planning. We're going
funny
to,
how this works.
We're gonna just brainstorm in whatever way makes sense for you. You can mind map. You can, you know, record it and have it transcribed or do it with somebody else and have them take notes. Brainstorm about what you want.
Okay.
So brainstorm the things that you want to have. So for Thanksgiving, that could be a menu. It could be, you know, decor for the table, who you want to have. Just dump it all out of your head.
Yes.
Because we can feel a lot of stress when we try to remember things and hold them in our head. So that's the first thing, is just get it all out.
Okay.
Then you can start to take that and organize it. Mm-hmm. So the, you know, the thoughts that you have around the menu, we need to look at what recipes do we need to pull out, or, you know, who we're going to have. Are we asking other people to bring something? And if they're offering, please say yes.
Oh my gosh,
yes, you may help, because it's more fun for everyone anyway and usually less stressful. So who's bringing what? What are the things that we're responsible for making? Or maybe you're going to someone else's house and you're taking something. You know, when will you get that done? And then you can start to look at, what is it that you need to have happen and over what period of time?
Okay.
And you work backwards. So we've got our deadline. In this case, maybe it's, you know, 5 o'clock on Thursday, the time our guests are coming over to our house.
Right?
So then we work backwards and say, all right, what are the things that have to happen right before that time period?
Yes.
You know, what time do we need to put the turkey in the oven? What time do we need to get certain things done? And then what are the things on my list that I can do ahead, and how far ahead?
Right.
So, you know, can I set the table now for Thursday? Well, yep, you probably can.
Yes.
And can I, you know, make the cranberries ahead of time? Well, yeah, they're served cold. So, that's great. In fact, I think they're better when flavors meld, right? So what are the things that you can do ahead of time? And plotting those into a schedule, whether you're putting them on your actual calendar with other things, or just creating a separate, you know, to-do list, action plan for getting ready for this holiday.
Yeah. I think it is important to do some of that reverse engineering of the day itself. It does, you know, and there's still time. I mean, that's the other thing, too, both Debbie and I want to really focus on today and share with you and remind you of, is that there's still time. You know, this is only Tuesday at 9 a.m., for goodness sakes. You've got the rest of the afternoon, early this evening, tomorrow. You have time. And I know many of you are sitting in Cubicle Nation right now and you're listening online and you're rolling your eyes at me going, right. There's still some things that, even if we're not talking about take the next 36 hours off and get ready.
Right.
There are things that you can be doing now in the time that you have, correct?
Sure. Think about, you know, if you're working all day today and tomorrow, are there things you can do during a lunch break?
Right.
You know, where otherwise maybe you're working through your lunch break, if that's the case. Maybe over the next 2 days you actually take a break and you make your grocery list one day.
Yeah.
And then you do that grocery shopping on your way home.
Uh-huh.
maybe the next day you're jotting some other notes about things that you're going to do. So the planning time can happen during the workday, not during work time, but during a break, during work time. Bosses across the world are,
yeah, I know, exactly. Heads are spinning.
Right? But think about, again, you know, and if you have the luxury, now some businesses get pretty quiet on Wednesday afternoon, the day before Thanksgiving. So if you have the luxury of taking a few hours off and not trying to work right up until the time, that would be a good day to do that.
Right.
So think about, if you are able to do that, how will you use that time? Because when we have a plan, rather than, I'm going to use this as a terrible analogy right now, running around like a turkey with its head cut off, we can execute and say, all right, you know, gosh, I think it's going to take me about an hour to do this or that. Yep. And, you know, think about, if it's something you've done before, how long has it taken? Mm-hmm. We tend to originally either greatly overestimate or underestimate how long something's going to take. So
yeah, that's good. And I think one of the other things someone shared with me a while ago that I love to do, I think about probably the most stressful thing for me about getting ready for a holiday where I'm hosting is the trip to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel everyone's anxiety about being there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel their tension and stress about the work that they have, quote unquote, put on themselves by hosting these fun festive events.
Right.
And we're all like wrestling over the same stock of Brussels sprouts. You know?
Right.
And so one of the things that I learned a long time ago to get me through the grocery store better was to have my full list prepared. And because I go to the grocery store that I know, I then map out my list according to how I would travel through the grocery store.
Right.
So instead of doing the, I'm starting in the produce section, which is on the left-hand side, and then the next item on my list is from the dairy case, which is all the way over in the far right-hand corner, I'm going, not going up and down every aisle, but knowing as I approach the end of the road, this is the one I need to go into next. This is the, I can skip those four.
Right.
I can go to the next one and I can finish up at the end. Now, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't mean that I get through there every time. Sometimes there's something on the list and I look and go, you're an idiot. How did you forget that? And I have to take another lap through. But when I started doing that, it was a whole lot easier. It took maybe an extra 5 minutes to plan. Like I would just mind dump my list.
Right.
And then I would organize it based on the grocery store that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in, I'm out. I still have to wait in the same lines that we're all waiting in. But I know I have my things and it's not so stressful for me to be there.
And if you're short on time, this is a great time of year to ask for help.
Yes.
So if you've got your grocery list mapped out and going to the grocery store makes you anxious,
right?
Who else can go for you?
Right.
And would it be okay if they got a different brand of cream cheese than you normally get?
Right.
You know, and these are the things that we need to think about. What's really important to you? Or would it be okay for you to take a shortcut on making something that you wouldn't normally take? And again, what's important? Is it important to have the pie made from scratch? Maybe. And if that's something that you love to do, make time for it. But if you don't love to bake, and if the end result of the pie itself doesn't really matter and it's about having people together, buy the pie.
Buy the pie. Exactly. Costco, if you get there now, you still have a chance for those giant pumpkin pies that are as big as your head. They will feed like a family of 50. I swear to you, that's all you need to do. And it's perfectly okay and wonderful. Even to things like I'm in charge of pies this year. And so I was thinking about that. Like I was looking at my schedule. What's important to me? I know I'm not excellent at the crust. I like to tackle the crust, but I'm not really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I am opting to buy the crust.
That's a good choice.
Right, exactly. Because I'm still going to be able to do the thing that I love. I'm going to be able to contribute and bring the pie, but I'm not going to lose my mind and have this meltdown at, you know, 5 o'clock on Wednesday night because my crust doesn't turn out correctly.
Right.
I'm going to buy those little Pillsbury ones that you just unroll and lay them over the thing and push them down and they'll be all pretty and taste delicious. And quite frankly, yes, the crust is good, but we're all after the filling.
Yeah.
Come on. Admit it. You're after the filling.
True story.
After the filling. What about, you know, any kind of final thoughts, Debbie, on sort of the pre-activity coming into Thanksgiving? And really, this is going to be any meal you're going to be preparing, whether you're hosting a holiday get together. Maybe you own a company and you're having people into your home for employee appreciation, either now or after the first of the year. Any final thoughts on these pre-things that we can do that are just going to make it much more enjoyable?
Right. You know, I think if you've thought about what's important to you and you've made a plan, which usually includes a lot of lists, then the execution is is the next most important step. It's just following that plan. And if something derails you, then you need to have a plan B. You need to have a backup.
Yeah.
So remember I said there are things that we can control and things we can't. So, you know, I just let people know that, again, if something goes awry, if you decide to do that crest on your own because you're think you'll have some fun with it and it doesn't go quite the way you want, the backup plan then can go be to, you know, purchase that that pre-made pie. And, and that's fine too.
That's totally
so
fine.
Be okay with a plan B when it's warranted. Again, thinking about what you can do ahead, because the day of any event, we want to have some time to be able to collect ourselves and get ourselves ready.
Right.
And I think we both have probably seen that, maybe even in ourselves now and then, where we're working right up until, oh my gosh, I got to go shower.
Right. And my guests are walking in 20 minutes and I'm still
and
in my fuzzy bunny slippers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So make sure to plan time for yourself and getting yourself ready and being able to kind of center your own thoughts around what is this holiday about? Why am I having people over? And what do I want to be able to enjoy myself with this?
It's also, and I would add to that, Debbie, is communicate that to the people who are in the household with you during the preparation process. One of the biggest mistakes that I've made is I know my reverse engineered time, but sometimes I have failed to communicate that to my husband or to my parents if they're over with us for the holidays. So kind of letting everybody else on the team know what the expectation is. Like by three, you know, guests are coming at 5 and by 3 o'clock, I need all this done.
Right.
Johnny, Jane, you're in charge of those things. 3 o'clock's our cutoff.
Yep.
You know, Dad, I need you to sweep the leaves or rake or whatever it is you're going to do. And we got to have that done by 3.
You know, my kids, my son in particular, if he has certain things he needs to do, he's great about helping if he knows the specifics.
Right.
Okay. So we can't just say, you know, clean up this, but it might be, you know, more specific than that. And if he knows the by when, so that's important too, because then he'll make himself a schedule and he's so smart. He'll build in breaks, right? He'll say, okay, so I'm going to watch football from this time to this time, and then I'm going to do some work.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go outside and I'm going to, you know, shoot hoops for a little while. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, again, lesson for adults too, we need breaks.
Yeah.
We cannot go from first thing in the morning until our guests arrive and feel energized and happy to have them without taking some breaks. So build that into your day and the days leading up as well. And again, it's that self-care. You know, the opportunity for getting outside right now with the weather forecast looks great.
Right.
So whether you're doing a turkey trot in the morning to get yourself going, or whether you need a midday walk to take a break from the things in the household, make sure to build that into your day as well.
All right. Joining us today is Debbie Rosemont from It's Simply Placed. You can find out more about her company and their services at itssimplyplaced.com. When we come back, I want to tackle the cleanup and the transition to the next holiday that's right around the corner. Ho, ho, ho. This is Debbie Whitlock, and you're listening to Femination.
God, you're so fly. I gotta get a piece of that super table. Now the way up to date with the homies is straight. Picking up a buddy on that way, my homie.
Are you a woman business owner, entrepreneur, or corporate professional looking to acquire more clients and customers? Wanting a marketing partner to promote who you are and what you offer? Are you seeking access to resources, influential business leaders, and game-changing ideas with unique opportunities? Then eWomen Network is just the organization for you. eWomen Network's monthly meetings at Salty's on Alki create opportunities for connections to grow business. Visit networkinginseattle.com for a complete list of upcoming events. That's networkinginseattle.com.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
When you're in an accident, It is incredibly stressful. You're okay, but your car is not. You'll need someone you can trust. Someone who will get you back on the road. At Lakeside Collision Center of Bellevue, they'll do just that with free estimates, a lifetime warranty, quick claims processing, and an exceptional customer service experience. Better Business Bureau accredited and AAA approved, Lakeside Collision Center of Bellevue knows you drive home their reputation.
But I haven't been in an accident.
Lakeside Collision Center of Bellevue is more than a collision center. They're your car care resource. Their web TV show, Back on the Road, brings you regular tips and ideas to keep your car in tip-top shape. The time to know your collision center is when you don't need them. For the latest episode of Back on the Road, visit lakesidefb.com or call 425-641-5475 to schedule your free estimate today. Lakeside Collision Center of Bellevue, getting you back on the road.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
We're living in, let me tell ya. And it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving all my love to this world.
Welcome back. This is Debbie Whitlock, and you're listening to Femination. Joining us today is Debbie. Why can I not say your name? It's my name. This is so difficult today. It's Debbie Rosemont of Simply Placed, professional organizer. We're talking to you about how to get through the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving or what are we calling it this year? Thanksgiving. I can't do this because Hanukkah begins this
Wednesday night.
Yeah,
the
tomorrow
night before
tomorrow
Thanksgiving.
Evening. Right. So there's this whole. So there's a lot going on for people this year.
Yes, there is.
Look at her. She's like, and yes, there is. So speaking of that, Debbie, you actually, you know, if what we're giving you on the radio isn't enough, Debbie, as and just so you know, this was not conveniently created for you today specifically because Debbie was on the show. This is actually a product that you offer to people. You created a couple years ago, I believe. And
right.
Tell us a little bit about if people go to itsimplyplace.com, how they might be able to get something that could help them navigate the next month.
If listeners think that it would be helpful to have more information around bringing more joy and less stress in the holidays, we have a product, two products. There's a Simply Organized Holidays book and workbook.
Nice.
And it has a lot of ideas around being organized around entertaining and gift giving and card sending and decorating and transitioning into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
The workbook has forms and lists. And more ideas around the same. So very affordable. If you're looking for some additional help, you can buy just the book, just the workbook, mm-hmm. or the two bundled together, and you know, less than the cost of a cup of pies.
I love it. And they can go to itsimplyplace.com. And is that under the shop tab?
It is.
Okay,
yes.
So under shop, mm-hmm. You can find this resource for you. And I would encourage you, you know, I know some of you are sitting here going, oh my God, I've just got 36 hours until everyone shows up. And the reality is you still have a few more holidays to get through.
Right.
You know, whether, you know, you're beginning the Hanukkah celebration tomorrow evening and then on into Thanksgiving, then, you know, through Christmas and then into New Year's. I mean, there's a not even including personal holiday parties that you may be hosting mm-hmm. in your home, work holiday parties that you may be coordinating for your company or for yourself if you're self-employed, to give thanks to clients, client appreciation events. Everything that we're talking about here flows into all these
right.
categories. So let's do this, Debbie. I want to talk a little bit about the cleanup.
Sure.
So I think it's important to also have systems in place for once, you know, the turkeys are carved and the stuffing is gobbled and the pies have been sliced, like there's still going to be some leftover. So how do you counsel people to get through the cleanup, leftover, and then sending everyone on their merry way?
Yep. And I'm going to include a debrief.
So
let's think about that too.
Okay, good.
All right. So again, take help that's offered.
Yes.
That's the first thing. You know, we don't need to be a holiday hero and do it all ourselves.
Right.
So take help that's offered. You know, if you've invited guests, they're probably happy to help clear the table.
Yes.
To help dry and put away dishes.
And can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Does it really matter if the dishwasher is not loaded the way that you would normally load it, as long as it's loaded?
Everyone needs to answer that for themselves, but I would say Yes, it is. It does. No, it does not matter.
Yeah, right.
You know, and again, that comes true for anything you ask for help with.
Yes,
is we then need to graciously
receive.
Accept that help, yes. And be really good with the way things have turned out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you know when we're asking for help and then we're really critical about how that's accomplished. That helper is not going to be so anxious to help the next time around.
Mm-hmm.
So really good to ask for help for things that you are okay with happening at somebody's, you know, at somebody's own way. If you have some best practices around loading the dishwasher, you could make some suggestions at the outset and then let it be. Yeah. And if you're really, you know, thinking you can squeeze in a few more dishes, maybe now is not the time. Just run another load the next day.
Yep.
So ask for help, accept offers of help, and then go with it.
Right.
So while you have people there, I think is a great time to start that cleanup process. I know a lot of hosts and hostesses think, you know, I don't want to put my guests to work.
Right.
So I'll just do it all when they go. And we'll just enjoy each other's company and we'll go sit and relax.
Yep.
And that's fine if that's really important to you to not be doing dishes.
Uh-huh.
But I think a sense of community can be fostered sitting around chatting and watching football just as easily as it can when we all come together to accomplish something. And cleanup is certainly that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I like to think about that. Good. As far as leftovers are concerned, I think, you know, if you have a lot of leftovers, think about sending things home with other people. Right. So that's another reason to engage people in the help is to say, hey, here we are. We're going to package up these leftovers. Everybody make a plate.
Right.
Or here's some baggies or here's some, you know, you can purchase the very, very inexpensive multi-packs of, you know, Gladware or Reynolds or, you know, Ziploc. They all make these containers, these
so
to-go
affordable
containers. They really
are. Send them home.
And then you have fewer leftovers to deal with, less food to go bad.
Right.
As far as using those leftovers, you know, it's a great time. Facebook, social media, really good ways to quickly put out there, you know, I have a whole bunch of turkey, no stuffing. What would you do with it?
Yeah.
Discuss. And, you know, let people give you ideas of what to do with leftover turkey.
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll probably get some ingenious ideas.
Yeah.
Also, you mentioned before, there's boards out there you can go look at.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, put into Bing or Google or whatever tool of your choice what to do with leftover turkey.
Yeah.
So lots of ideas there. The concept of debriefing, okay, when you've put effort into anything, when you've had a plan, and again, this goes back to basic project management, at the conclusion, it's a really good time to think about what went well, what didn't, what would you like to do exactly the same next year, what would you do differently,
right?
And you can get input from others. So if you're doing this with your family, you know, and again, this is where we can come back to those values, like, you know, did the way we spent the time on this Thanksgiving holiday or during Hanukkah or during Christmas, did it feel good?
Right.
Were we stressed?
Yeah.
What could we eliminate from the month of, you know, December next time and say no to that extra, party that we went to or the extra white elephant gift exchange that it was okay, but not really a way I wanted to spend a full, you know, evening. I would have rather have done this.
Right.
So towards the end of the holidays, and you can do this certainly at the end of each holiday, end of Thanksgiving, end of Hanukkah, end of Christmas, beginning part of the year, think about what did you love about what just happened? What would you not want to repeat? And write those things down, capture them.
Yeah.
So you can do it in the product that, you know, we just talked about, that organized holiday workbook. We have space for that. But you can also do it on, you know, an online tool. You can use Evernote.
Yes.
It's a great Evernote.com, free way to organize your thoughts, your lists, your pictures, your recipes, anything that you need to. It's a tool that we use and you often suggest to clients, but that's just one. So I give that as an example, not the be all to end all for everybody. But capture your thoughts after the conclusion of the event as well. And that can give you a leg up when you go to do the same thing next year.
Right.
You can look back and say, what did we like about Thanksgiving last year? What, you know, what didn't work out so well? What would we do differently? Oh yeah, those were the thoughts we had, because when it's freshest in our mind is where we're gonna have the best ideas.
Yeah, best time to do it. So what about transitioning off of Thanksgiving into the gift giving part of the holidays? We'll take a break here in a couple minutes, but just, you know, initial thoughts on getting getting started, let's just start with the gifts. You know, what are the professional organizer suggestions for getting through gift purchasing process here at the holidays?
This might shock you, but I'm going to tell you to start with a plan.
Say it isn't so.
So again, planning lists. You're going to hear me say this again and again. But organize your thoughts first, you know, before you start shopping. Mm-hmm. And maybe you've been doing some shopping throughout the year because you went on a trip and you thought of your sister or you thought of your best friend and you saw something that you thought they'd love. So if you've purchased things during the year, now is the time to pull those out, because sometimes we make those purchases and we tuck them away in the cupboard and then we come to the holidays and we think about shopping for everybody.
Right.
And we forget about the things that we've already purchased.
Right.
So if you have a spot where you keep gifts to be given, go there and shop there first.
Okay?
You may have purchased something during the year that you didn't know for whom it was, but you loved it.
Yep.
And you said, I'm just going to tuck this away until the holidays.
Yeah.
And I say this from experience. Our organizers have found in many homes the gifts to be given graveyard. Things that have sat in there for years because someone saw something, bought it, tucked it away, and then forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have that area, start there.
Okay.
Look at what you've already purchased and put some tags, some post-it notes.
Right.
This is great for so-and-so. This would be perfect for my boss.
Yes.
This would be perfect for the mailman. Even if they're small kind of hostess-type thank you gifts, because we have those people that we'd like to appreciate in our life too.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things that we may have already sitting around at home that start shopping there before you shop outside of the home.
I love it. All right, Debbie Rosemont, it's simplyplace.com. Let's do this. We're going to take our next break. And when we come back, I want to get some ideas and suggestions on how to get through the card sending and receiving mail adventure that can start to happen this time of year. This is Debbie Whitlock, and you're listening to Femination.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming out this evening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Get fucked too kind.
Here you are with this week's business building tip of the week. Deliver the greatest value possible to your client. Every business is a service business. Your clients need to feel the value from the pricing, whether it be a 99-cent item or a $5 million item. I'll be back next week with another tip to create the prosperity and good fortune you deserve.
Hi, this is Debbie Whitlock, host of Femme Finance. I'd love to come and speak to your civic or professional organization. If you're looking for a keynote speaker to motivate, inspire, and get you ready to take action, I have a variety of presentations I can customize for your group or organization. Visit me on the web at DebbieWhitlock.com today.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
Want to help those affected by Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines? To donate, visit philippinesrelief.adcouncil.org. That's philippinesrelief.adcouncil.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I am Salties.
Can you imagine Salties? Imagine a place that becomes something absolutely unforgettable.
America's great escape.
Salties is parties waiting to happen.
Salties is the oasis from the daily humdrums of life.
It's passion for perfection.
It's orange and purple sunsets.
Your life is our celebration.
Your table is waiting at Salties.
Go to Salties.com and make your reservation today. Salties, Alki Beach, Redondo Beach, and Columbia River.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
It's always more fun to share with everyone. It's always more fun.
Welcome back. This is Debbie Whitlock, and you're listening to Femination. Joining us today is Debbie Rosemont. She's the founder of Simply Placed. You can find out more about her, her services, and her company at itssimplyplaced.com. So Debbie has been sharing with us the professional, God, Lord, that's what no caffeine does for me today. I need to stop and hit for a cup of coffee, I guess. Ay, ay, ay.
I'm not taking notes or anything.
Yeah,
but it seems like when you're coming back from those breaks.
I know. What is that? I'm not focused. I need a list.
You need to breathe.
I need to breathe. That's it. I'm getting some coaching here on the air. Thanks, Benny.
You're
welcome.
Appreciate
that. So anyhow, it's the idea about, you know, getting ourselves organized so that we get through the holidays with less stress than we often carry around. I see too many people like just galloping through the holidays and really losing sight of what the holidays are about, which is about time for family and friends to come together to give thanks and celebrate the things that are important to you. And by just taking a few minutes, just those couple extra minutes to put your thoughts down on paper and to get organized, will put more joy back into your life and will get you through the holidays in a much more pleasant place. And you'll be more present. And that's really what people want, is your presence, not your presence with the T. That's what they want. And so look at how you can give that to the people who love you most this holiday season. And I guarantee you're going to have a much happier holiday than you've ever experienced. So, Debbie, continuing on the conversation, we were talking about getting ready for gift giving, putting some lists together. For those of you who've listened to Femme Finance for a long time, I did a show a week ago about getting ready to put your spending plan together, your budget for the holidays mm-hmm. together. But what other tips do you have for us to get through this gift giving time? And then I want to talk a little bit about tackling the cards and whether we send cards, do electronic cards. What are some thoughts you have there?
Sure. So on, again, continuing on the gifts conversation, I mentioned first shopping first with what you already have,
yes.
with what you've purchased. I think you know, make a list of who you want to give gifts to.
Mm-hmm.
And then in another column, what you have as far as ideas and what you have actually purchased or done for them.
Okay.
I think, and again, this comes from the professional organizer in me, I think a lot about giving gifts that don't cause clutter in someone's life.
Oh, yes. Okay,
so gifts that don't cause clutter are things you know to be wanted.
Okay.
Okay. Things you know that somebody will use, not that you would necessarily use yourself.
Right.
Because what I might use and give as a gift to you might be clutter to you.
Right.
Think about giving the gift of experience
mm-hmm.
or giving the gift of time. So
yes.
that looks like, you know, a date night out. So,
yes.
you know, a girlfriend date or, you know, a sister lunch out or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is. Give the gift of an experience. For kids, I know when our kids were little, I always loved it when grandparents thought about zoo passes
mm-hmm.
or the aquarium or getting those experience things that
right.
got us out and about
right.
and did not cause clutter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Consumable gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know somebody is trying to, you know, watch their weight, we don't want to necessarily give candy or,
yep.
you know, fudge or that sort of thing. But could you give healthy nuts
mm-hmm.
packaged in a fun way or, you know, all the ingredients to make a healthy soup or, you know, whatever.
Right.
So consumable gifts are great. And then I mentioned before the gift of time.
Mm-hmm.
So what could you offer to somebody that's your time that makes their life easier?
Mm-hmm.
So our new parents,
yeah.
could you offer to babysit so they could go out for an evening?
Right.
What a fantastic gift,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
Could you give the gift of house cleaning services? Not that you would necessarily want to go and clean someone else's house yourself, but could you hire a house cleaner for them for
right.
a day?
Right.
So those are all gift ideas that would not cause clutter.
Okay.
Of course, then there's the gift that gives to others where, you know, it's a donation in someone's name.
Right.
Charitable acts or
mm-hmm.
a charitable gift, always a good idea. Again, not causing clutter.
Right.
So I like to think about that when you're making your plan. Who do you want to give to? What will you give?
Right.
How can you make sure it's not going to add clutter to their life and stick within your budget? And I think a column for, you know, a estimated
yes.
spending for each person.
Yes.
You know, not that you have to meet that amount.
Yeah.
You know, if you budget for, you know, $40 for a gift, it doesn't mean you have to spend $40 if you find something fabulous for $20.
Right.
But that you have given some thought to what is your budget and what would you spend about per person or per gift.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important, especially that budgeting piece. You know, we can get pulled away really fast. And going into the holiday, you know, shopping season, if you're one of these people who's going to brave things on Friday and, you know, or whether you're going to wait until sometime in December, you know, perfectly fine either way. But just putting together that staying on budget and what it is that you want to spend approximately per
mm-hmm.
person, it will keep you in line. And when you know you've reached that limit, you've reached that limit.
Right.
And then you can shut that down and move on to the next person.
Right.
Good.
Yep.
What about the card conversation? Yeah. So, you know, we used to always get cards every single year. And then there was a decrease in cards and it was a lot of e-greetings and, you know, electronic communication. And then it's swinging back into family letters and cards again. Talk to us a little bit about how we stay organized in the receiving and giving part, because the mail pile, the family mail center can explode at the holidays.
Yeah. So as far as the receiving the cards are concerned, a couple things to think about. When you get cards, if it's somebody that you know has a new address, capture their address from the envelope before you recycle that, get it into your database or update your database. Or if it's somebody that you want to add on to, maybe it's you know, somebody that you connected with new in this past year, and you want to add them to your database, whether you're sending them a card or not, capture the address and then recycle the envelope.
Beautiful.
Okay. Have a way to, if it's important to you, creatively display the cards, whether it's, you know, for all that you receive or, you know, your closest contacts.
Yep.
And, you know, there's lots of ideas. I've seen this done, you know, up a banister along a stairway. I've seen someone dedicate their refrigerator to that. And then, you know, of course, clearing it at the end of the season. I've seen bulletin boards used for this purpose. There's lots of ideas for displaying cards. Having a basket, if you don't want to display them out, just having a basket and collecting them in one place ensures that they aren't, you know, all over the place. And then you can flip through that. Or I know I'm the one who gets the mail in my family. And so, you know, my husband and kids can take time periodically to look through what we've received there as well. So those are ideas for receiving. As far, and these things have a shelf life.
Do not keep them for a year.
We do not need to keep them for a year or forever.
No matter how cute those pictures are of everyone.
Right. If you choose to, you can. If you're, and I know some people want to see kids progress in you know, seeing the same two children that maybe their nieces and nephews and seeing them over years, that can be really fun.
Right.
You know, you can scan the picture and keep it electronically, or if you're going to keep cards for that purpose, just keep a few. Okay, just from a few people.
Okay, not everyone.
Right. As far as sending cards, again, first the decision is to send or not to send.
Right.
And there is no absolute. Okay, it doesn't mean if you decide to send that you have to send it to everybody. Maybe you send to a select list of people.
Right.
So again, decide whether or not you're going to send cards and in what form. So is it going to be an electronic card?
Right.
Is it going to be a physical card? Are you including a photo, in which case you need to plan and order in advance? But there's a lot of ways to do that.
Right.
Letter or no letter.
Yep.
And, you know, again, people have different ideas about that.
Yep.
Are you sending to people that you're closest to? Or are you sending to people that you want to keep in touch with, but maybe just this once a year is how you do that? Are you doing a greeting through Facebook? So there's lots of ways to do holiday greetings, and it doesn't have to be labor intense, or it can be if that's important to you.
Right.
So again, it comes down to how you want to and choose to spend your time.
Right, exactly. Because you could have a database. Like, as an example, my mother still has a paper address book. She does not have a database.
Right.
And she enjoys sitting down the day after Thanksgiving with her holiday cards and hand addressing every single one of them. She enjoys that.
Right.
That to me hurts my head.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
It is okay.
So if you find that the joy in that, or, you know, even, you know, this is another good thing to consider. You know, I was noticing this actually with my mom. She does enjoy this. And I've also noticed that, you know, her handwriting has changed as she ages. It's her arthritis. It's more difficult for her to do that. And so in having conversations with these people, finding a way perhaps that she can still have that experience, but one gift that she may get this year is actually a database.
Right.
You know, that she can print the labels and we can show her how to make pretty little labels and she can still have that whole experience and it can change, but it can make it easier for her.
Right.
These are all little things that we can all do to support each other.
Absolutely.
Final thoughts, Debbie?
You know, I just, as we get through the holiday season, I think, again, at the end of the holidays, think about, just like when we talked about at the beginning, clearing clutter.
Yep.
So you've received gifts. What can you let go of to make room for those new things? And have a home for everything. That's going to help you stay organized into the new year and beyond. So all those new things that you've received, have a home for them. Find a home for them. Don't leave them here for now. Think about after the holidays what you need and want to do to reestablish order in your home and at work as well. So our schedule's been off a little bit during the holidays. We've decorated our house maybe in a different way. So how do we get back to kind of the normal?
Right.
And who do we need to involve to help us with that? And as you're putting things away, again, think about what you're not going to use again next year. So those broken lights or the candle that's now burnt down to, you know, the nub.
It's time to let it go.
That's right. So, and just remember through the holidays, more joy, less stress. How can you make that happen? Planning, organized, prioritize, all good things.
I love it, Debbie Rosemont. It's Simply Place. Thank you so much. For more information about Debbie and her services, do visit her at itssimplyplace.com. It's been a joy to have you all with us today. I wish you nothing but the best as the holidays really kick off this week. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the time with family and friends. It is about your presence with a C, not presence with a T. That's the thing I want you to remember this holiday season. I wish you the absolute very best. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Debbie Whitlock, and you've been listening to Femination. Until next week, my wish for you and all who you know is prosperity and the good fortune you deserve. Enjoy your day.